The advice I would give any woman who is going to do or is considering plastic surgery, research, research, research. And do not go to just one doctor and take what he is saying or take what she is saying and be like, oh yes, I am comfortable with that. There are a lot of things to consider when you want to or going to do any body enhancement. Because of the fact that it is not a life or death procedure that you're going to do, it should not be taken lightly. Because anytime you go under general anesthetic, it is a 1 foot in, 1 foot out situation. So, certain things as you have to prepare yourself before surgery, like for instance, there are a list of medications that you need to not take at least 2 weeks before. If you're a smoker, you have to stop smoking at least 2 weeks before. Drinking, stop 1 week before. Prepare your space after surgery because you never know how you react and how much or what level of discomfort you're going to be in. So you have to prepare your space when you get back home. Simple things like, and it's not really simple, but the advantages and the disadvantages of doing a procedure. So like for instance, when you do liposuction, one of the disadvantages of liposuction is that you may get undulating of the skin or that cellulite appearance of the skin. Most doctors are not going to tell you that because some women will be like, I already have nice skin. I go and do liposuction and then you see in my stomach might start to look undulated or that kind of thing. So those information are integral to a woman knowing what she's getting involved in or with before she does it. And again, most doctors do not tell you these things. They just, oh yes, I can do it. Of course, it's going to cost you so and so amount of money. Let's do it. When are you ready to do it? But you have to be very, very, very careful. You have to ensure that if you're going under general anesthetic, you need to have an anesthesiologist there to monitor, to make sure that you're in the right place and space, with your heart and all that. So it's a lot to consider. I wish I continued or would have continued doing consultations just for the mere fact of information. However, with what I'm doing now, it's hard to balance both.